Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an acquired taste bonus episode.
Hello.
My headphones are popping.
But happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, your headphones be popping?
My headphones be popping, but not in a good way.
We're recording this in more ways than one. I'm very excited.
Oh, hello.
Hi, camera.
We're on camera. I forgot already, and it was 2 seconds ago.
I set up my phone in the corner of the room so we could maybe put, 5 minutes of our bonus on Instagram.
Yeah. Can we discuss the way that your phone is set up?
Well, yeah. You can take a picture of it.
Yeah, I'm going to. Kathleen, your phone tripod is broken. And I'm taking a picture of it right now. And I do commend you for not wanting to buy another one and lead to waste.
No, I'm trying to. It's no by January.
Right. However, here's what's going on. Your phone, the little device that holds the phone onto the tripod is gone.
Yeah, it fell off. It's broken. So there's a little hole in the top of the tripod.
Yes.
So I stuck in a pair of scissors.
Yes.
And then used blue painter's tape.
Yes.
To tape my phone to the scissors to stabilize the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just praying that my phone doesn't fall down during the recording of this bonus. So we actually have some content to post on our Instagram.
It's actually looking very good. The phone is lashed to the scissors, which is shoved into the tripod. So I mean, it looks great. And hello to everyone watching right now.
Yes.
Can we talk about the fact that before you got here, I realized that I was wearing my shirt inside out?
We're having one of those days.
You texted me. You're like, I'm on the path. I'm on my way. And I looked down and I was trying to figure out why my shirt felt so weird. And I realized that the tag that's normally on the side was like out.
Yeah.
Looking at me.
Totally backwards.
Totally backwards. Like the hanger loops were hanging out.
It was. Oh, you know what you have on your boob?
Do I have deodorant?
You've got deodorant on your boob because you were wearing your shirt inside out before.
Good Lord.
It's okay. You're wearing cute blazer and it covers the whole thing.
I have to go to a thing after this too.
Your hair looks amazing today, by the way.
Thank you. It's the only thing.
It's the air dry. You're doing like this air drying technique now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. But it just depends on how the air dries it.
I have always been curious, and I don't think that there's any way to figure this out. I mean, not in my capacity, how much it costs a hair dryer to like yearly to blow dry my hair.
What do you mean how much it costs?
Like the electricity. Like how much electricity do hair dryers really use?
I feel like they use a lot. Don't they? Because they usually, like when I was in college and I was living with these two women, they every time we used our blow dryers at the same time, the house blacked out. So like, I don't know if that's a testament to how much energy blow dryers use or if it's a testament to how old the house was.
The other day I put on a pair of tights that I just washed and they were a little damp.
Yeah.
So I put my hair dryer in my tights while I was wearing them. It was so fast.
Did you burn yourself?
No, I didn't burn myself. And it like dried my legs right up.
Yeah.
And it was cold outside. It was actually kind of delightful.
Oh, it feels toasty.
A little warm breeze on your vagina.
On your vagina.
Taste Bud Angela sent us a little video, a little Pump It Up Friday.
Yeah. Okay,
can
hold on.
Can you play it?
I will. Hold on a second. First of all. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. I don't want to. Ready?
Yes.
I want to make sure like the volume is up.
Yep. Okay. Put that right on the mic.
Is audacity. As in, you have the audacity to wake up this morning not knowing you're a boss asshole? Get the frick up, queen. Get the frick up. Slay this day like the mother frickin' queen you are, mother frickin' queen. Get up this instant. You're a unicorn mermaid empress queen. So act like it. And some flipping deodorant as well. You stink.
So, and that's courtesy of Daniel Spencer on TikTok.
TikTok. God bless TikTok. Honest to goodness.
Okay, can we...
You're a queen.
You're a queen.
You have the audacity to think that you're not a queen. You get up. And the whole time he's talking to this little tiny microphone.
It's a small.
A small microphone.
I have a game for us to play today. It's a bonus. It's loosey-goosey.
You do.
Okay.
Wait, before we play this game...
Yeah.
Can I just stop down for a second?
Please.
I've had a stressful week.
It's been awful.
And there was this thing that was happening this week, and it was happening at a very specific time. It was happening at 6:45 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't typically do this, but like five of my closest friends, I texted them, including you, Bethany. Mm-hmm. And I said, listen, at 6:45, I need you to pray for me. I just need you to think of me. And Bethany, you must have set an alarm on your phone or something. You didn't. Nope. You just remembered.
Yep.
And I it was like a family thing, and it was extremely stressful. And at like 6:44, when this whole thing was going down, I got a text message from you that was like, "You are strong. You are amazing. You have this. Like, you're in control." And I wasn't looking at my phone, but it went to my watch. And I was sitting here, you know, miles and miles and miles away from you, going through this thing. And it meant so much to me.
Oh, honey.
That you were thinking of me at exactly the time that I asked you to think of me. So I really do think that it's a testament to the power of asking for positive vibes from people.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say, on this glorious Friday, you have your coffee, I've got my green juice. Cheers. And
cheers, honey.
Thank you for your support this week.
I love you so much. And it's really interesting. I knew that it was a rough situation for you because you asked for help.
Yeah.
And Kathleen, you are one of those people who does not ask for help very often. And so I was so happy that you did.
Thank you.
And you are worth being helped.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope, you know, you gentle listener understand you too are worth being helped. So yes. It is worth asking for.
Ask your friends for help, even if it's just for them to think of you.
Totally.
During a trying time.
Totally. And you handled that. Kathleen, that whole situation just with such class and
with strength.
And you are a gosh darn unicorn princess.
I didn't mean to make us cry. I'm totally bringing this whole thing down.
It's okay, crying's good. I do it at least once a day.
Okay,
can we play the game that I have created?
I love games.
Okay, so last night I was I just fell down a wormhole of watching YouTube videos from, I think it's Information Overload, IO, and I love those videos. Shout out. I think her name is Charlotte.
That
anyway,
sounds like a good Thursday night.
It's fun.
I hope you
really
had a cocktail with you, too.
I found some absinthe in my house.
What? Is that a real thing?
Yeah,
I thought that's something that people just made in their bathtubs.
No, I've had these two little bottles for several years, and I always thought they were bottles of bitters, and so I never touched them. And then I looked hard at them, and I was like, "This is absinthe." Oh. It was a bottle of green absinthe and a bottle of red absinthe.
Did you have crazy dreams last night?
Yes.
I had a dream last night. My mother stabbed someone.
Who did she stab, and did they deserve it?
She stabbed my friend's mother.
Did she have it coming?
She had it coming.
Yeah.
She was going to attack me. So my mom, just in the dream, very casually walks over to the butcher block and stabs my friend's mom.
You know what? If you're going to stab someone, do it calmly.
Oh, my goodness.
And in an act of self-defense.
Okay, let's play a game.
So because of the wormhole, I came up with a game that we are going to play today called YouTube Influencer or Soap Opera Villain.
Oh, yes.
You can play at home. Number one, we're going to start early. We're going to start easy.
Mm-hmm.
PewDiePie. Is PewDiePie a YouTube influencer or a soap opera villain?
A YouTube influencer.
Yes.
I think I've heard of PewDiePie.
Yeah, he gives commentary while playing video games. He also made a racist anti-Semitic remark on YouTube, which he got punished for.
Oh.
But moving on. JoJo Siwa.
Oh, I know who JoJo Siwa is.
Tell me who JoJo Siwa is.
JoJo Siwa. And listen, you got to do whatever you do to make a buck in this day and age. But my nieces are obsessed with JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
They went to the JoJo Siwa concert.
There
was a concert. So she's like this 16-year-old girl who dresses like a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And she's very cute, and she's like a dancer and a singer. And I think she has her own TV show, and she always wears these big bows in her hair.
Yeah.
The problem is that whenever you see pictures of JoJo Siwa with actual little girls who are her fan base, JoJo Siwa is like 5'8". And her face still looks young, and she dresses like she's young.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like when you hold a quarter up to something for perspective, so you can see, like, you can show the person just how big this thing you're talking about is. Yeah. JoJo Siwa is like a full-blown adult. And so YouTube influencer.
Yeah. And the thing about JoJo is also she pulls her hair so tight to make those ponytails that it looks, I think her hairline is receding.
I am worried for her.
Yeah.
But at this point in your life, I used to wear a lot of bows. I don't, like bows on shoes, bows on dresses, bows everywhere. I have a whole Pinterest board dedicated to things with bows.
Yeah.
I haven't updated it in a while. I keep seeing like women in their 30s with like a very subtle, like thin ribbon bow in their hair. Would you wear that?
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Okay, so
but
then
that's different. JoJo wears,
wears huge,
huge
like,
bows.
Ribbons that are like 7 inches in diameter.
Yeah, and like some of them look fully plastic.
Yeah.
So I mean it's her whole brand. So, you know, and she's making money. She bought herself a car.
All for her.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, by the way, had to issue a formal apology to her after she showed off her car with her face on it, and he commented, burn it.
Oh, no. Justin Bieber. But I hear he has a new album coming out. I'm kind of excited to hear it.
Good for him.
Do you remember that song that they used to play on the radio every single day?
Sorry? Too late now to say sorry.
Yeah. And then there's that other one. What do you mean?
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of guys who put together a hoverboard routine to it. It was really good. So Kathleen and I both got very excited because we both have our IQ bars in our purses. We love IQ bars. They're a new partner with us, and we're psyched because we love them so damn much.
Yes. So if you're the type of person who likes to carry around like an energy bar or power bar or whatever, you have to check out IQ bar. It's gluten-free. It's kosher. It's soy-free. It's dairy-free. It's non-GMO. It's vegan.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Plant protein, Bethany.
So a lot of those protein bars, those are for people who are climbing mountains.
Serious athletes who need like, who've been running and doing stuff.
Like, Kathleen, you and I ate those when we were at the bottom of the Grand Canyon and we needed to get to the top.
Yes.
But IQ bars are for people who are living normal lives, sitting at your desk. You want fuel that your body can actually use.
Yeah, and it's brain food.
IQ bars are the first nutrition bars that are packed with ingredients that fuel your brain and your body. So they have 6 brain nutrients like omega-3s and vitamin E. There's 10 to 11 grams of plant protein, and they're great for keto dieters and ultra low carb, and also just great if you just are trying to like put good stuff into your body.
And this is my favorite part because you know I'm a big fan of the poops. 8 to 9 grams of fiber.
Near. It comes in great flavors like chocolate sea salt, almond butter chip, and lemon blueberry, which is my favorite one.
Lemon blueberry is also one of my favorites, but I also really like the peanut butter one.
Yeah. So at just 160 calories per bar, IQ bars are the perfect snack to stay full and focused throughout your day. And right now, our listeners can get 3 bars for free. You just pay $3.95 for shipping when you text TASTE to the number 29071. This is a special offer exclusively for our listeners. Text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to the number 29071 to get 3 bars for free. One more time, text TASTE to 29071. Okay, next person. Is this a YouTube influencer or a soap opera villain?
Okay.
Billy Clyde Tuggle.
Mm-hmm. What a name.
I know.
Soap opera.
You are correct. All My Children. Billy Clyde Tuggle was a pimp for Donna and Estelle. He was jailed for assaulting and then burying Estelle alive in 1980. Then he romanced Dixie Cooney. He held her in a cabin for several days.
Dixie Cooney.
Uh-huh. He got into a fight with Tad Martin, and then he fell off a bridge, and everyone assumed he was dead, but he did return in 2013. Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Shane Dawson.
That sounds like a hot boy. Shane Dawson. I'm going to go with soap opera villain.
No, Shane Dawson is a YouTuber.
What? Okay, I want to know what this guy looks like.
Yeah, recently got engaged to fellow YouTuber Ryland Adams, but then he had to clarify that he did not actually have sex with his cat, which is a story he had told at one point. All right, next one, Amber Moore.
Amber Moore is a YouTube influencer.
Nope. She is a villain from The Bold and the Beautiful and The Young and the Restless.
What?
Uh-huh.
Are there ever crossover plots between soap operas?
Yes. Some of them. Yeah, it looks like. I think she is one of them. So she wanted to find a rich man, get him to marry her, live happily ever after. She was a gold digger. Yeah, exactly. She was evil. She was also called a mischievous schemer. She is known for her romance and later marriage to Rick Forrester.
Rick Forrester. Mm-hmm. That's a good name.
I know. I like that. It's a good, strong name.
People still name their babies Rick. Or Richard.
I think Richard if it's a family name. Mm. But the name then grows with you because you can be like Little Richie when you're a baby. And then you can be like Richard when you become a man. And then you can be like Dick when you're like a fun old grandpa.
Yeah, or you're a mean old grandpa. He's a dick.
Mean old dick. Aiden Jennings.
Aiden Jennings.
Yep.
is an amazing name. It's too amazing for real life. It's definitely a soap opera character.
It is Days yep. of Our Lives. Aiden was originally at odds with Hope, but they eventually fell in love. But then after a while, Hope started to suspect Aiden of killing his first wife. But then it turns out that the first wife's death was an accident that Chase caused. So then Aiden proposed to Hope. She said yes. But then soon after, Andre DeMera began blackmailing Aiden into killing Hope, or he was going to kill Chase. So then Aiden married Hope and attempted to kill her. But to our relief, it's later revealed that it was a doppelganger and not Aiden who tried to kill Hope. So that's what Aiden was
Stop
up to.
Stop it. Yeah. You know, I've never been a soap opera person, but, you know, the Friends, the series Friends.
Yeah.
You know, Joey.
You call it.
You might have heard of it. Joey was a soap opera star.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And you kind of get, like, a little bit of inside baseball with, like, seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff going on with him and his professional life. That's, like, one of my favorite storylines in Friends.
Well, Dr. Rick Moreau.
Dr. I am Dr.
Dr. something Moreno or Dr. Come on.
Come on.
No, we don't have to look it up. We can come up with it.
Okay.
Dr.
Chip. Something Moreno. I am Dr. Ray. I am Dr. Ray. I am Dr.
Oh, they're yelling.
Come on. No,
people are yelling at.
Yeah, they're yelling at us. Okay. Bethany, I'm just going to do it.
No,
Joey,
don't look it up.
Character,
don't look it up. We can do
friends.
It.
Okay.
Don't look it up.
All right.
Dr. Ray. Dr.
Okay, let's move on. We'll think of it.
Click, Chip. Clint.
No, he was a brain surgeon. I remember he got like, okay, just keep going. We'll remember.
Okay. All right. Alexis Colby.
Alexis Colby. That sounds like a YouTube influencer.
Nope.
What?
Character on Dynasty played by Joan Collins.
I mean, the old one or the remake?
The old one.
Okay.
So Alexis is the ex-wife of Blake Carrington, whose schemes caused one problem after another for him and their children. So she had been exiled from Denver by Blake after an affair with Carrington estate manager Roger. She testified against her ex-husband Blake in his trial for killing his son's lover, Ted. Then she moves back into the family estate, which Blake's new wife, Crystal, is pissed about. And she shoots a gun to spook Crystal's horse, which then throws Crystal and leads to a miscarriage and probably paralysis. I know. And then Alexis was arrested for murder in season 5. She told Blake that her child's father is a ski instructor, even though it's actually Blake. And then she survives a wedding terrorist attack and is taken prisoner by rebels wanting to use her for ransom. And then she falls off a balcony.
Wow.
I know.
You know, the balcony death after all of that, fairly okay.
I think she had it coming.
Yeah. Dr. Clint Eastwood.
Clint porn star.
Get off of my bush.
No, you did.
Okay.
Bethany, you took your funny pills today.
Ninja.
That's it.
Ninja.
Just the name Ninja.
Ninja.
Like Madonna.
Right. YouTube influencer.
Yeah.
Okay. Ninja's a professional esports player, the most followed user on a video game streaming platform, Twitch. You may have heard of it. He played Twitch with Drake, but he also had to apologize for using a racial slur while freestyling.
Why do all these people, like, come on, man, it's 2020. Stop using racial slurs.
All right,
Donnie Wolleska. That sounds like a mafia guy. That sounds like an extra from The Irishman on Netflix.
Ooh. So what do you think?
Soap opera star.
Soap opera, you're correct. Yeah. Knott's Landing. Now, Donnie, he showed up late, season 10. He was there to help Valene with her computer, and then he slept with her, but he was also seeing Amanda. He assaulted Amanda, and then Val marries Danny.
He assaulted Amanda?
I know,
Amanda?
It was bad.
What did Valene think?
I know.
Did her computer end up okay?
We don't know.
We'll never know.
Danny got drunk. He drove his car, killing Patricia, and then Danny beats up Gary, but then later people found him dead in the swimming pool. So he got what he deserved.
Dead in the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my biggest fears.
Dr. Ray Romano.
Dr. Do you know, I saw this thing. It was like a meme the other day. And you know when you're in a swimming pool alone?
I hate it.
You start to feel nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with an in-ground swimming pool in the backyard. I was the most popular kid in the summer.
Rich.
But definitely not. Most certainly not. And when we would go swimming in the summer, I would not go in the pool, like, unless we turned the light on. We had, like, an underwater light. Because until you turn that light on, there are sharks in the water.
Fully agree with you.
Sharks in the water.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. And heaven forbid there's some sort of mosaic pattern in the bottom of the pool. Uh-uh. That becomes a living, slithering thing.
Imagine you jump in a pool that doesn't have a light. It's night. It's dark out. And you jump in the deep end. Okay, let's say it's 10 feet. And something brushes up against you.
Dead. I die.
What? I mean, what do you do?
Fear. I die of fear. I mean, I die of fear.
That is why I don't like swimming in lakes. Where I don't like swimming in water where I can't, like, immediately see through.
Correct.
Like, I know people, like, take, fancy people, rich people, take these yachts out to the ocean where you can't see through the water because it's so deep. And then they just jump off, like, in a carefree manner. Like, there's not a dead body or a shark or, you know, the devil waiting underneath there to pull you down.
Did you listen to our last episode? Small octopi.
Small octopi. Yeah,
they will bite you and you will paralyze. Lucas Neto.
Lucas Neto. That sounds like another hot boy name.
Yeah, YouTuber.
Do you know what would be cool? A girl named Lucas. I love names that are sort of like gender ambiguous.
I like that a lot.
A girl named Lucas.
It's a great name.
That's a good title for a novel.
A girl named Lucas and she solves crimes.
And the first sentence of the book is, Lucas jumped in the pool and it was dark. Mm-hmm. She hit the bottom of the pool and then something brushed up against her body.
Mm-hmm. And the book ends.
That's it, one sentence. Whole book. Uh-huh.
Liza Koshy. Koshy.
YouTube influencer.
Yeah, definitely.
So her last name sounds like kosher. And I want to say that she's like a Jewish cooking influencer.
Definitely not.
Okay.
No. She started her YouTube channel in 2013. A few years later, she had interviewed Barack Obama. Her channel is 17.8 million subscribers. And she also has a YouTube series in its second season called Liza on Demand.
Liza. So she's smart.
Yeah, she seems. Yeah, she's talented.
She's a bright girl.
Yeah. Last one. Mm-hmm. Anthony Zakara.
Anthony sounds like everybody that I grew up with in New Jersey. I think I dated him.
Yeah, it is. He's a villain.
He's a villain, yeah.
Yeah, General Hospital. So here's the deal with Anthony. Uh-huh. You ready? Uh-huh. So Anthony is the father of Claudia and grandfather Johnny. So he's a notorious mob kingpin. Mm. His name is Crazy Mob Boss Anthony. He terrorized the guests at the Black and White Ball. He was later shot and paralyzed by Jason Morgan, later sent to Shady Brook. Now, Anthony was later released from Shady Brook, secretly was able to walk, and shoots Kate Howard at her and Sonny's wedding. Now, then Anthony could
shot someone at a wedding?
Yeah, never shoot him at the wedding.
And terrorize people at the Black and White Ball?
I know.
How dare he?
I know. So then Anthony kidnapped Claudia in March 2009, strapped a bomb to her. Mm. Sonny saves her. Anthony's sent to jail. Then in 2011, Anthony is released from jail. Now he's living with Johnny. Anthony hires a hit woman to kill Abby Haver's ex-boyfriend Brandon and frame her for the murder. I once dated a guy named Brandon. He was dating someone else at the same time. I didn't know. Mm. Anthony hides a fugitive and convinces her to take people hostage at the hospital. So then Anthony kills Siobhan McKenna in 2011 to keep her quiet about his undercover drug ring. He blackmails Tracy Quartermain to marry him, and then he was shot to death by Johnny. However, he has appeared to Johnny many times since his death, taunting him he will get what he deserves.
He will get what he deserves.
Yeah.
So he's still alive.
Well, no, because here's the deal.
Yeah.
His body went missing, but then it was later revealed that Heather moved Anthony's body and buried it in the woods.
Gotcha.
So I think he's coming back in dreams.
I am starting to feel like my life is not at all exciting.
Okay. Describe your life after puberty as though it were a soap opera plot.
Oh, okay. Great. what's my soap opera name? Kathleen. Give me some, like, Kathleen Poppy Seed.
Poppy Seed, yeah.
Kathleen Poppy Seed. Right after she hit puberty.
Yep.
Became obsessed with the show Dawson's Creek,
yeah.
And therefore started having fantasies about having an affair with her teacher.
Yeah.
But, you know, puberty was early onset for Kathleen because she was a little bit overweight.
Early onset.
So she was only in
EOP.
She was only in sixth grade, and an affair with a teacher would be totally inappropriate.
Frowned
because
upon.
You can't really do that until eighth grade or high school. Then Kathleen's best friend, actually in eighth grade, had an affair with a teacher.
What?
True story. And
is that teacher in prison?
No, I probably should cut this out of it. Probably should cut that out of this podcast, but I won't. But I won't give any further details. And then Kathleen, this is a true story too. Kathleen went to high school and her hot friend was like going out with this boy. And she said to the friend, do you have a less hot friend for my less hot friend, Kathleen? And we went on a double double date, and then that boy and I became girlfriend and boyfriend. But then I broke up with him, and then he started to leave messages on my personal answering machine that I was gifted when I was 13 for my birthday,
Rich,
that he was going to kill me. And so I took this recording to the police and letters, like threatening letters that he left me, and he got kicked out of school.
What?
I know.
Yeah, this is so crazy.
And then my parents got me a cell phone in the year 2000 because there was a boy who was trying to kill me. And then I joined the cheerleading squad and I went to prom with the captain. I became the captain of the cheerleading squad, and then I went to prom with the junior captain of the football team, and he turned out to be a really nice boy until he wrote shit about me on his Zanga blog.
His Zanga blog?
And then I went to college and I joined the marching band because that's what you do when you're trying to be cool in college.
Is it?
And I learned to play the piccolo, and so many people said jokes to me about putting the piccolo in my pussy. And then I met a boy. I rented a house off campus one summer, the first summer after my first year of college, and I rented a house because I didn't want to move home because, you know, troubled things at home.
Yeah.
And I it was roommates with a boy who then later became my husband.
Aww.
Oh, my life kind of is a soap opera.
It's good. It's good. Okay.
Everyone should write their own personal professional bio from the perspective of a soap opera plot. Wait, so Bethany, you do your life.
Okay, so my name is, I'm going to take Quartermain because that's like a classic soap opera.
Bethany Quartermain.
So B.B. Quartermain.
Okay, B.B. Quartermain. Oh, I B.B. like Quartermain. That. That's good.
I like. B.B. Quartermain. So in high school, I was very troubled. Sophomore year, became a goth and walked around. It was dark and tried to do witchcraft and actually took a lock of hair from a foreign exchange student's head while he was driving a car to cast a love spell on it. Didn't work. Junior year, became went on the dance team, dyed her hair blonde, went on the dance team.
You were on the dance team?
Senior year, tried to graduate, just tried to get out of there, was very troubled. And then freshman year of college, went away, had a tumultuous time with a roommate named, I won't say her name, we hated each other. And then—
Was her name Amber?
No, it definitely wasn't. I knew it was gonna. We weren't going to get along when we called each other over the summer to get to know each other, and her favorite thing to do was yachting. And I was like, oh, man.
Because yachting people swim in waters where you can't see the bottom and it's not natural.
Fell in love with a man. That man turned out to be a stalker, wrote letters, put them on my car, tried to kill me by putting various things in my car to make my car backfire and explode.
Are you kidding
had
me?
Had to file a police report and then moved on and started dating a man who later died, and then moved on and dated a man who already had a girlfriend, and then moved on and started dating a man who ended up I moved to Texas for, and moved to the land of Texas and met many ranchers and many lifelong friends.
Okay.
But then got whisked away to the big city and moved into a gorgeous apartment in the mysterious land of Hoboken. ended the relationship with who I thought was the love of my life, brokenhearted, had to get over it, and then got a, you know, another boyfriend. A vegan.
You know what? For a second there, I forgot that you lived in Texas, and I was about to say, you're lying!
No, I lived there for 9 whole months.
Wow.
Yours is more exciting.
No, Bethany, yours was very... We actually have quite exciting lives.
Yeah.
Kudos to us.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything else you want to say before we go today?
Yes. Can I just say that I woke up this morning and put on... the same outfit that I was wearing yesterday.
Yeah, it looks
and
great.
Life is just so much easier when you don't have to think about what you wear.
Oh, I can totally see why people wear the same outfit every day.
Yeah, and I can totally see why now public schools are starting to like adopt uniforms.
Totally.
But they never adopt anything cute. It's always like khakis.
It's not like they're going to adopt Chanel.
Yeah.
Everyone has to be able to, you know, like buy it in multiple locations from, you know, Sears or whatever. Is Sears still a thing?
I think so.
When
I'm
I worked
not
at Sears,
sure.
We sold uniforms. We sold uniforms.
Can we talk about how everyone is up in arms about James Corden?
Okay, you knew he wasn't driving the car himself, guys.
Yeah.
Like, how is he able to see through the windshield if a camera is directly in front of him?
It's
you
like,
knew this.
People, what? Come on.
Come on.
It's like finding out that, I don't know.
It's like finding out that Peter Pan doesn't actually fly in theatrical productions.
No, he doesn't. He's hanging from a sort of semi-clear string from the top of the ceiling.
And he is a she.
And yeah, what was her name again?
Mary Martin.
That's right, Mary Martin.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You knew this.
I did. Okay.
Everyone knew this.
Before we go, I have a theoretical situation for you that I want to ask.
It's a real situation. Dr. Rick...
Dr. Drake Romano.
Jake Romero.
No, Drake. It was Drake.
Drake Ramore.
Drake Ramore.
Drake Ramore.
We did it. I cannot believe
Drake Ramore
that we freaking remembered that.
We even said Drake during this episode.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, thanks to all of you gentle listeners who sat through all of that, who knew what the name was this whole time.
Okay, quick theoretical situation before we go. You're abroad on vacation with your lover.
Okay.
Your lover mysteriously goes missing.
Uh-oh.
You're at the police station for like 16 hours.
Please help.
Giving them all the information you know. They're trying to find your lover. You're in Thailand. You go back to the hotel room.
Yeah.
This comes from Bustle, by the way. It was from Bustle's Facebook this morning.
Is this Broke Down Palace?
Do you do your facial routine before you go to sleep? Do you wash your face and put on your creams? Or do you just go to sleep?
I gotta wash my face.
No, Bethany.
What?
No, you just go to sleep. You're brokenhearted over your lover.
Of course I am, but I also have to take care of my skin. I mean, look, I'm gonna cry, but I also want to cry off. Like, I want to wash the tears off my face. I've been sobbing all day.
If I'm going to get wrinkles from crying, at least I'm gonna do it with Retin-A on my face.
Exactly. Would you?
No, I would just go to bed.
Oh, no.
I might use a makeup wipe.
Because there's also something very cleansing and calming about washing your face.
You're right.
I would need that.
All right.
I would need that.
As Rachel Hollis says, girl.
Wash your face. I would hope Dennis would wash his face, too, if I was missing. You know?
Yeah.